Today's daf is Demai Daf Lamed Vav, and we are on the top of Lamed Vav Bar Aleph, the Mishnah. The Masechta this year is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Dvorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are on Hamadi Res Chaveiro. So we referred to this Mishnah earlier. The Gemara had quoted it, but now we get to where the context is. And again, issues that come up when you're dealing with neighbors and friends that not everyone has the same level of kashrus and shumas and maestros. We spoke about earlier that if somebody, it's Shabbos and they weren't mafresh yet. So here, it's also a discussion of Shabbos, but a little different. So hamadir is chaveir shiochal etzlo. Somebody makes a neder that I really want you to come for Shabbos lunch. Problem is, you always make excuses that you can't come and you don't want to come. So I have a great idea. I'm going to make a neder. If you don't accept my invitation, then you will never be able to get hanah from me. The problem is that I am not trustworthy on you in terms of Trumas and Maestras. So what's the halacha? First Shabbos is okay. First Shabbos is okay. You could go there. Even if he's not Neman, you're allowed to eat there. Bilvad, Shiyomala Musar and Hain. He has to tell you that the Tfu is Musar, like we had earlier, that if it's Shabbos and you have your own stuff and you forgot to be Mafresh, then you can go away as the Mocher, who is an Amaret. So here too, you could trust him the first. There is a discussion whether he has to tell you before even being asked, because the language of the Mishnah is Bilvad Shiyomar Lo. Right? Are you allowed to ask him? Or here, he might even have to say it just on his own. But either way, that he has to let you know. The first Shabbos, Uba Shabbos Shnia, Aval Pishu Noder Himenu Hanaya, Lo Yochal Hashiyaser. But once there's a second Shabbos involved, like we had earlier, right? Once there's a second Shabbos that we don't allow you to say, for the, second Shabbos even if he tells you, right, the Marafolda says, Shabbos Nia, Kagon Sha'achalim Abu Shabbos Bishona, right? Because that was alluding to a question that the Gemara is going to have. But the second Shabbos, you can't rely on this heter of the Amaretz. It's only the first, Shabbos, and the second one, you would have to be Ma'aser, yourself. The Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Mishnah Nedarim, you remember in Meseches Nedarim, in the third parak, fourth parak, Arba Nedarim, parak Arba Nedarim, I think it's the third parak, Arba Nedarim Hitir Chachamim. There are four types of Nedarim that are automatically mutter, because they're not so serious, and they're not a person that might not mean it. So one of them is Nidre Zeruzin. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this in Yeradei Reish Lamed Beis, Yesh Nedarim She'ein Tzrichan Hatara. There are some Nedarim that don't need Hatara. Nidre Zeruzin, Nidre Havai, Nidre Shkagos, Nidre Onsen. Right, those are the four categories of Nedarim. Vahatole Bedavar Valonis Kayem. Okay, so what are Nidre Zeruzin? These are Nedarim that are done for motivational purposes, to encourage someone to do something or not to do something. So our Mishnah is a classic example of a Nidre Zeruzin. Right, I'm just doing this because I want you to come and partake of my meal. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ketzad, Hayamocher, Chavis Lachaveiro, I'm selling you something. V'yamar, Konam, Anai, Kikar, Zeh, Imechos, Bisela. I want to encourage myself not to lower my price too much. Right? I'm not going to lower my price too much. Right? Konam, Anai, Kikar, this cookie is usher on me if I go less than, you know, this amount. V'yamar, Halokeach, and the buyer says, well, this is usher on me if I, you know, pay a certain amount. So they're kind of like digging their feet in those cases. Vinisrasu Shdambishloshidaram, and they both agree on the middle price. Lo Nasar Shemechan Mehem. Nobody's usher in anything. Even though they each made a neder. Shekain Derecha Tagarim Lidaro Lishava. Is it the way of merchants? Kdela Zarez Chaveiro. Ve'ain Belibo L'shem Neder. He doesn't really mean it. That is the example given. Or next, Siv Gimel, Reish Lamed Beis Siv Gimel. Hamazmen es chaveir shiyochal imo. I'm inviting you to a meal. Umisarev, and you don't want to come. Umadiro emeino ochal imo. Our case, right? And I madir you that you have to come. Osha omer lakonem shani nene lucha emeina ta misareachimi vochal paschama vishosa koshal tzonein vizemisarev harize neder shal ziruz. That's a neder shel zeruz. Therefore, it really shouldn't have an effect of a neder. So the Mefarshim here say, it might not mean literally neder. might not be able to enter because it might not have teeth. It just shows that he's very serious. Right, it shows that he's very serious. Not that it would work, because if this is a classic example of Nidhi's Ruzin, it wouldn't work. But it shows that he is very, it is very serious. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Meiser, and also here in the Pirush Mishnayos, I'll read it from Hilchas Meiser, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel. Rambam quotes our Mishnah, Ha Nishba Al Chaveiro, Sheyochal Etzlo B'Shabbos. Doesn't say madir, doesn't say neder, he says nishba. So some say, maybe he changes it because shvua zeruzin might be different than a neder zeruzin. Even if neder zeruzin isn't effective, it could be that shvua zeruzin would be effective. So anishba chaver shiochal etzlo b'shabes, v'u'ena ma'min ola ma'isvus, sho'alo v'ochel alpiv b'shabes harishona b'vad. First Shabbos, you could ask him and eat there. Aval Shabbos Shniya, Aval Bishenad Menu Hanaya. By the second one, even though he was Mudur Hana through the mechanism of Shvua, possibly, right? He says Nishba. It sounds like for the Rambam that it did take effect. Im Lo Yochal Etzlo, Lo Yochal Ashi Aser Meiser Dmai. Right, the second Shabbos that you can't rely on him unless you are Maaser. And this is our Mishnah, but he's quoting it as Nishba. So some suggest that he changes it to Nishba because of that reason, right? And that's it's based on look at the Mari Kirkus. Umefarish Rabbeinu Hamadir Hainu Shenishba Al Chaveiro V'kiva Shemavsir V'nishba Alav Ikadar Kishala V'gam Ki Mitzvah Al Chaveiro L'Kayem Shvuaso Shalzeh. It's a mitzvah on one to help the other guy out with his shvuah. V'chei Kasev Pirush Mishnayos Hamadir Chaveiro Tzolomar Hanishba Al Chaveiro Hanishba Al Chaveiro. That's the lashon that is used. Okay, so that's the Rambam reading the Mishnah. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Shmuel, Bishim Rabbi Yochanan. We also had this earlier when we quoted this Mishnah, right? We quoted, right? Where did we quote this Mishnah before? The first Mishnah, the Masechta in the Perek. First Mishnah, the Perek said you could trust him on Shabbos. Sounds like any Shabbos. But the Gemara says, but this Mishnah says you could trust him on the first Shabbos. But Rabbi Yochanan says about this first Shabbos, it's talking about a special Shabbos. Not any Shabbos. Remember, we quoted this Rabbi Yochanan before. B'Shabbos shel Prut Gamaya. It's a Shabbos of Sheva Brachas. He tiru mebnei Eva. Right? They matted him Yishum Eva. So the Gemara earlier discussed the Stira. Is it us? Is it Mutter only on a super special Shabbos like Sheva Brachas, or is it Yishum Eva? And we said, well, it depends if you had food to rely on beside it. If you were focusing on eating this food on Shabbos, if you were focused on eating this food, so then it would be Mutter any Shabbos. If you had other food, so then it would only be for Sheva Brachas. Okay, so that is what we said before. And Amar Rabbi Avin, Kani Tiru Tevalim Yishum Darki Shalom. Also, Rabbi Avin says, here they matter Tevel Midrabanan, right, Demai, because of Darki Shalom, right, and therefore he really wants you to eat there, and therefore as long as he says that he was Maaser, it would be okay. There are those, if you look in the Rosh Sirlio, he says here, B'Shabbos Shel Prut Gamaya, he says it could be not just the Shabbos of Sheva Brachas, but Shabbos here means the week of. B'Shabbos Shel Prut Gamaya, the Rosh Sirlio says, Kol Shivas Yimei HaChuppah. All the 7 days, right? So you might say the Pashas is the Shabbos Sheva Brachas, because right? That's how the Gemara seemed to understand it earlier, because it has the Stira between regular Shabbos and Shabbos Sheva Brachas. But here, if you just had this Gemara, it could be that it just means all the days of the week. If you look in that Rambam that I just read, the Rambam quotes our Mishnah and does not have this limit. The Rambam doesn't say anything about Sheva Brachas. The Rambam just quoted. Right, I'll read it again. Hanishbal Chaver Shiochal Itzlo. B'Shabbos. V'enu Ma'amino Amal Maisris. He just quotes Shabbos. You look in the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, right, there's no difference. I look in the Yerushalmi. The Shabbos shall prut gamaya. Upirish su'udas bachajas apsula. Umash mashloi tiru ela ki hagavna. V'yesh lomar says the Radvaz, de la maskana lo koi hachi. It must be that the lomaskana, it doesn't hold up. It must be, says the Radvaz, that the Rambam understands Rabbi Avin arguing with Rabbi Yochanan that we just read. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Shabbos Shel Prut Gamaya, he tiru because of Eva. And Rabbi Avin says, you see, they matered everything because of Darkei Shalom. So that second line is saying, they matered, period. Right? Again, even the regular Shabbos, right, there's Eva, and even the next line, as we'll see. But it goes to Maskana, says Radvaz, one doesn't need specifically a special meal. of Sheva Brachas, and therefore it could be mutter even for our regular Shabbos. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Rabbi Yirmiya. Boy, if a bnei darki shalom, lomali bilvad sheyomer lo musarnein. If the heter is darki shalom, then what do you even have to ask him for? Darki shalom, you know, you could assume that rov ameyaris musarnein. The Gemara answered this question earlier. That's why the Gemara does not answer this question here. It leaves it unanswered because we asked it earlier and we said, remember the line, Ela. You're right. You don't really need to ask him because it must be Tum Shem Darki Shalom and Rov Amayar Smaasrenhain. But we had earlier at the beginning of the parak we had on Daf Lama Gimel, we said, you know, it looks better. It looks better if you ask him and he says it's Ma'usar. That's what we said. To make, have an Ela, right? To have a, some type of, excuse, something to hang your hat on, even though you're not really relying on that. Good. Shalu b'Shabbos HaRishona, v'loba, hashnia ma'oshet hayas HaRishona. What happens if he invited you to come to Shabbos, and he made a neder, and you have the heter to come that first Shabbos, but it didn't work out, you didn't get there that first Shabbos. You didn't get there. So, you're gonna go the following Shabbos. So, does the allowance of the first Shabbos apply to the allowance to the first week that you're going to be there? Or the first Shabbos that, you know, was under discussion even if you didn't get there? Right? That's the question, and no answer is given. But it's interesting then, if we're still talking about Shabbos Sheva Brachas, so it's the second Shabbos, that's after Sheva Brachas. That's after Sheva Brachas. So the Gemara does talk about, in Maseches Ksubis, in the first parak, that there is Simchas Chasam Vekala even after the first week. There is some level of Simcha. You don't say full Sheva Brachas, but if you remember that Gemara, the Gemara says on Ches Amad Aleph in Maseches Ksubis, when do you say Shah Simcha Bim Ono? Mishiva v'ad shloshim, bein amar lehu machmas hilula, bein lo amar lehu machmas hilula. If you have a big get-together after, up until day 30, after the wedding, and it doesn't matter if the get-together is specifically for the reason of Simchas Chasam Nekala, you say Shah Simcha Bimono. We don't do this nowadays. But you would say that, special additions in the benching. Mikan ve'elech, if it's after 30 days, so then, well, it depends. It can be 6 months after the wedding. If you're getting together in order to be mitzari for the Simchas Chasam Mekala, Yeshesha Simcha Bimono, V'ilolo, V'amar the Machmas Yilola, how long do you have? Rava says, Tracy Archishasi, you have a year. You have a year, the Ritva says here, right? Shana Rishona. Shana Rishona, the special status for the Chasam Mekala, Shana Rishona, and therefore, even after Sheva Brachas, there is an idea of the Chasam Nekala having a special status. Okay, this question is not answered about what about after the first week. Next line, Amar of Chizda, Kan Shaninu, Sha'asa L'chaver, She'yochal Besuda, She'in L'Shem. You also, it's implied from this discussion that we're talking about the Chaver going to the Am Ha'aretz's Shabbos Shel Prut Gemaya, so maybe that implies to us that a Chaver should only eat meals of Sudas Mitzvah nature. Right, they shouldn't just go to a stama a meal. So also l'chaver shiochal bisuda. So does that mean eat in a suda av an am haaretz? That is not a suda's mitzvah. Or eat in any meal. Eat in any meal that is not a suda's mitzvah. Okay. There's a discussion in the Gemara Maseches Psachim about what's the definition of a suda's mitzvah. What's the definition? The Gemara says it depends who's getting married. Who's getting married? Rabbi Shimon says kol suda sheinu shal mitzvah. Ein tamar chacham rashoy lehenos mimena. A tamar chacham, this is not talking about the eating by an ama aretz. It says a tamar chacham should not be nana from a suda that is not shal mitzvah. Kigon mai. So what is an example? So amar Rabbi Yochanan kigon bas kohen li yisrael bas tamar chacham lama aretz. Right? If a bas kohen is marrying yisrael, that's not a suda's mitzvah. Right? If it's a bas tamar chacham is marrying an ama aretz, that is not a suda's mitzvah. Rashi bas kohen tzrichli nasi lekohanim. What kind of pagam mishpacha to have a bas kohen marrying Yisrael? Terrible! It's not a suda's mitzvah. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, bas kohen li Yisrael ein zivugan ola yafe. Right, mahi, and he talks about harotzes yis asher yidvak mizar shel Aaron vichulu, and the Gemara continues. It can't be. Well, maybe in the olden days that kohanim all married kohanim, and not generally how we set people up nowadays. Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Yichave Das. Chelek Hey Simin Samach Aleph Imutar Li Yisrael Lisa Bas Kohen Leisha Imutar Li Kohen Lisa Bas Yisrael. So he goes through the all the makaros. And then he quotes, there's different chilukim, and there are other elements you look for, not just shevet. You look for midos, you look for tamar chacham, you look for other things. He has a long tshuva here, as you would expect. And then he says, besikum. He says, Ein li Yisrael lisa bas kohen ele im kein achasen yirei shemayim. Marbim, v'kovei itim latorah, v'kolchikinim huvomid b'yeshiva b'ofen kavua, avoish adayin einu begedot tamen chacham, avokoin nosei bas Yisrael, he's mechalik, for Yisrael to marry a bas kohen, he's got to be a serious guy. Avot kohen nosei bas Yisrael, kolshein shomrim Torah mitzvahs, ubonim beisam al yisodos mitzvahs to rasin ha-kadosha, asher yaseh osam al-hadam v'chai bohem, v'yizku luvdos bais nemeh v'Yisrael. So interesting, l'maskane, he's more nervous about a Yisrael marrying a bas kohen than a kohen marrying a bas Yisrael. Why? Because a kohen marrying a bas Yisrael, that's staying in the shevet. They're all going to be kohenim. It's all going to be mer kohenim. So, okay, be a little more flexible. Shomri Torah mitzvahs. But Yisrael, you're changing the shevet of a bas kohen, so you got to be a little more stark, as he would seem to say. Other poskim, I think, would say, you know, go for the midas tovos, chesed, the other things that we look for. Bizmanazeh, we don't really find that is the on the level of the hierarchy of the first things. Sudas mitzvah in general, just two other comments about Sudas mitzvah. The Shloach HaKadosh, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this at least once. In the Mishnah Berurah, I think maybe twice, he said, quotes, if everything we eat, is L'shem Shemayim, like the Rambam discusses in Uchas Deus, that if everything we eat is, you know, to keep us healthy and to be Makadish our lives, so then everything we eat is a Sudas mitzvah. Everything is part of the mitzvah. Not Sudas mitzvah for a wedding or bar mitzvah or maybe being eating meat during the 9 days Sudas mitzvah, but in general everything should be Sudas mitzvah like, right? That's maybe that's reflected in that word in the Gra in the Shnos Eliyahu at the beginning of Peah, where he talks about you have to learn every second in Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and every second that you learn is another mitzvah. That's that great Gra, beginning of Maseches Peah, and the Gra says. And what about what we're not learning in our lives? Says the Gra. Okay, the other things that you do are docha the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a diak in the Gra that the Gra says when is the chiv of Talmud Torah? Every second of our life, not every free moment of our life, like most Achronim say, the Stipler and others in the Ur Sameach. When do you have a chiv to learn? Every free moment of your life, when you're busy with other things like making a living and eating and being with your family, then there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah at that time. There's no mitzvah. It's mufka. Right? The Graz Lashon sounds like, no, there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah every second of your life. But the other things that you're doing is doche. It's like, I say doche lo sasei. So according to that, we have to make sure that every single thing we eat is called mitzvah. If it's got to be doche, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so then it's got to be a high-level mitzvah. Okay, related to that, just one discussion. Again, we have a whole shiur on this. And that is, what about a siyum masechta? Is a siyum masechta called a sudas mitzvah? It's a siyum masechta. There's one or two places in Shas where the Gemara talks about making a siyum. But there is a discussion of the Amshel Shlomo. You might have heard this before. The Amshel Shlomo talks about this in Baba Kama in the 7th parak. Making a siyum. Is making a siyum a sudas mitzvah? So, the Amshel Shlomo says, there is no greater sudas mitzvah than making a siyum. Is there any greater nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than if somebody finishes and celebrates learning a portion of his Torah? The siyum ha-sefer nami nira be'enai shu sudas mitzvah. Right, so I think it's toward the end of Meruba. It says Oslam Zayin in the Amshel Shlomo. The Chain Raya Miperakol Kisvei. Right. It says in the Shabbos Amar Abaya. Teisili Dechi Chazina Tzurim Mirabanan Deshalom Meseches Avinu Yom Tavol Rabanan. Rabbi used to make the parties for those who finished the Mesechta. Ubisov Perak Zeh Arach Zeh. Umishum Zeh Hayanira Lavarech Shasimcha Bimono Besiyim Mesechta. Says if it was up to me, I would say Shasimcha Bimono. The Simcha Hashem in His abode. Okay, said by Sheva Brachas, but a siyum, so even more so. De ein lecha simcha yosel of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu el a simcha verina shel Torah. There's no greater simcha in the eyes of Hashem than you study His autobiography, His Torah, you study His will. De ein lekadosh Baruch Hu alamer ladal namah shel alacha. De lo gar mi pidyon aben vechein horesi pama achas alacha lamaisa. And I was passing alacha lamaisa at a siyum. They should say shah simcha bimono. So it's interesting, that usually means at the benching. So Lechora, it would be over then. If he told them to say Shasimcha, unless he told them at the beginning of the meal, to say Shasimcha B'mon at the end of the meal. Because look what happens. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, V'nisbalbel ha-simcha b'mahomos gedolos al yidei sibos kashos. There was a big balagan at the Suda. I don't know what that means. But he says, there was a whole bilbul that happened at the meal, based on sibos kashos, difficult reasons. Doesn't say what that means. Vitalisi asirchon bi, and I blamed myself because I violated the tradition. Sha'avarti al divrei rabosai shalosh shamo me olam davar zeh. Nobody ever said a shasibra mona by a siyim. They only did it by a sheva brachas. And I said to do it at a siyim, and it got out of control. Whatever that means, or something happened, and I blame myself. Alkein lakasu al bachasana upidyon aben. Interesting. Ubemila gamkein luli tzara diyinuka yuvsei by brismila. While we're not for the tzara diyinuka, mitzvah achrina lo vecholu, and he continues. So meikar adin, he thinks it is a sudas mitzvah, but you were not just a zibcha b'mona. What about a chinuch? Chanukas Habayis, what about other suudas, bar mitzvah? It goes through all of the suudos here. That's the Yom Shlomo in Baba Kama. Okay, so we continue now with the next Mishnah. Spoke a little bit about definitions of suudas mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, Reb Elazar Omer. So we already said, if you remember, numerous times, that Demai, we assume that the Am Haaretz took off Truma Gedola. He's scared of Truma Gedola, it's vis-a-vis Shemayim, but he did not take off anything else. So what do I have to take off? So I have to take off Meiser Rishon, and then get the Trumas Meiser from that and give it to the Kohen, and I can keep the Meiser Rishon, because of Moshe Bechebel of Araya. I have to take off Meiser Sheni, and eat that in Yerushalayim, just Lachumra, because those are the two that I can't eat. Meiser Ani, what about Meiser Ani? So now we're going to talk about Meiser Ani. Meiser Ani also I could keep. Do I have to be mafresh it? Do I have to be mafresh it? Mafresh the Meiser Ani. Meiser Ani has no kedusha, right? Everything else has a status. Truma has a status. Meiser Sheni has a status. Meiser Rishon is Mutter Lazarim, but it also has a status. It's really only Mutter Leviim Lechachila, and that's Truma's Meiser in it. But there are those. Meiser Rishon might have some type of status. Meiser Ani, you just give to the Ani. So it's a chiyuv to give. So machlokas tanoim. Reb Eliezer Omer, ein adam kori tzarech lekor shem shal meiser ani shal demai. You don't have to. You don't have to be even kori shem. You don't have to be kori shem for meiser ani of demai. Why? We'll see. We'll see what the machlokas is about. V'chachamim omrim kori shem. No, chachamim say you do have to. Bein tzarech lahafresh. You could be kori. You have to be kori shem. You don't have to be mafresh it. Remember, you could keep it because if the ani comes to you, you could say tough. Hamotzim echel avaraya. Prove to me that it was really on meusar. So machlokas tanoim whether you have to be kori shem for meiser ani. Number one. Number two. Second part of the Mishnah, which won't be discussed on today's daf, Ed Hashem, but the first part will. Misha kara shame l'tshumas. What am I allowed to give certain matanas out on Shabbos? So misha kara shame l'tshumas meiser shal demai. If I was kore shame before Shabbos to the tshumas meiser of demai, and now on Shabbos I just separated, I was already designated it. I'm going to take those lemons, right, for tshumas meiser, assuming that payers are subject. Ula Meiser Ani Shalvade, or a Meiser Ani, Lo Yitlim B'Shabbos, I shouldn't take them to give to the Kohen or to the Ani on Shabbos. We'll have to see why. The Gemara will explain. The Mefarshim, the Ras Yirlio says, the Mishnah doesn't talk about Truma Gedola, because Truma Gedola is not usually taken in your house. That's usually in the granary, right? In the big, when you would first take in your Tevuah, usually that's where your Mafashil La'altar, right away before it even comes into the house. Right, the Tosfos Yantav also says, Meiser Rishon, usually you don't give to the Levi on Shabbos because he's going to have to take off Trumas Meiser from it, so how's Meiser Rishon really going to help him? So that's why the Mishnah only talks about the Trumas Meiser and the Meiser Ani, which will both would be edible and would be able to partake of it on Shabbos. So you shouldn't take that on Shabbos in order to give to the recipients. V'im haya kohen o ani limudim lo chel etzlo. But if it's a kohen or an ani that always is by him, eats by him, we'll have to talk about whether this is connected to the sugya of makire kahuna, sugya in Gittin, the Bavli around Daflamid, or so, a kohen that if you always have a kohen that you give to, and there might be even certain levels of kinyanim, but if a kohen or an ani usually sits by you, yavo v'yochlu, then they could come and eat it. Ubavacho yodi aim. You have to tell them what it is, though. If you're giving it to the Ani, you got to tell him it's Meiser Ani. If you're giving it to the Kohen, you have to tell him it's Trumas Meiser. Why do you have to tell him? Because the Mara Folda says, if not, so then they won't know, right? They'll think they're eating Stam food from you. And Kavi Kama'achil Archa, Truma U'Meiser, Shehu Aser. Right? You're not allowed to use Miz Matanos for your own personal needs, even if you're not violating any Isure Machalas Azuros. The Ras Yirlio says, Genevas Das. It's Gnevas Das. They think you're doing something nice for them. Really, you're just giving them Trumas Meiser, but you have to give them anyway. And it's also for you to eat. So the Ras Yerlio quotes here, to Shehen Ochlin, Elam Kein Hodian, to Shelahen, Ochlin. Mishum Gnevas Das, the Gnevas Das, Osir, Kedisim Gemara, because Gnevas Das, now that literally steal somebody's mind, a certain level of under, you know, Das, that information, right? So Gnevas Das, Gemara Mesechas Chulin, that's why you have to let them know. Gnevas Das, obviously, is a huge topic. It comes up in many places. The Gemara talks about it a little bit, even outside of that Gemara in Chulin. Remember, the Mishanim Ibn Ashalom, we say is not Gnevas Das. Right, if somebody's allowed to lie to keep the peace, or the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, that is not called Gnevas Das. Rav Moshe Feinstein obviously talks about in a couple of shuvas. He talks about cheating on tests. Cheating on tests. He talks about stealing governmental, the regents, if you remember in those days. So Rav Moshe talks about that terrible. That's in Choshe Mishpat Beis Lamid. Rav Moshe talks about inflating numbers of students to get more money from the government. Who gives you more money for each student? Again, Gneva's Das, terrible, terrible besides Gneva, but at least to all sorts of sins. No tzad, lahakel. Into the Ber HaGola in Choshe Mishpat. The Ber HaGola in Choshe Mishpat in Shin Mem Ches, usually the Ber HaGola is very short. Very short and only has a, it gives you Mar Mekomos. But the Ber HaGola is the Gra, I think, is from the family of the Ber HaGola. There's a relationship there. So the Ber HaGola, usually, he just quotes the Mar Mekomos, but here in Shin Mem Ches, he talks about stealing money from the Goyim. Ra'isi Rabim Galu v'Hashiru Mintaus Shehitu Ha'akum V'Lo Hitzlichu V'Yardu Nechseam L'Timiyon. They lost all their money. V'Lo Nicho Achrayim Bracha Rabim Asher Kidshu Hashem V'Hachziru Tau Yosakum B'Davar Chashav Gidlu V'Hashiru V'Hitzlichu. And he says you gotta make sure that you don't trick anybody. It'll all work out for your benefit if you're honest. Remember, Rav Asher Weiss mentioned that he gives shiur almost every night, but it's once a week or so he gives shiur in Bnei Brak. So sometimes it works out that there's a wedding in Bnei Brak that is on the night that he's there. Generally doesn't go if it's outside. So if he walks in, does he have to tell them, I'm only here because I had a shiur here tonight? The guy thinks that he came to Afko Bnei Brak. Wow, look, he came to... Do you have to tell the guy? You have to ruin his moment in the sun that he feels that Rav Asher Weiss came to his wedding all the way to Bnei Brak. So he assumes that, you don't have to say that. It's think about the time. I mean, it's not Gnevas Das. It's Taus. He's making a wrong assumption, but I'm not doing anything. I'm not going out of my way to trick him. Again, Gnevas Das is obviously a huge topic. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ba Bar Huna B'Shem Rav, Ha'ochel Peirosav Tvulin L'Maiser Ani Chayim Misa. A very important halacha, and it's one might not have known it, right? If I don't take off Truma, I understand my I still Tevel, right? If I don't take off Maiser Rishon, if I don't take off Maiser Sheni, says Rav, even if I don't take off Maiser Ani has no kedusha. Even if I don't take off Maiser Ani, my stuff is still called Tevel, And therefore, Tevel is Misa Shemaya. That's Tevel. The Rambam in Hilchot Machalos Asuros. Yud Machalos Asuros. Yud Chaf. Perek Yud Alach Chaf. The Rambam quotes this. Ha'ochel davar mi davar shenel yimenu shuma gadol lov jumas meisr v'adayin lo evit yimenu meisrus v'afilu lo nishar bo ela meisr ani. Even if there's only meisr ani left. So the Rambam says it goes down one level. But it's still also to eat. Harizel loke mishum ochel Tevel. There's Malchus reading Tevel, ve'ein bo misa, she'ena bo misa ela betruma gedola betrumas meiser. Wow. The Rambam says that, against this Gemara, he says that you are chayiv, Malchus, but you're not chayiv misa, except if it's truma, if it's Tevel, that it's tavol, lutruma gedola betrumas meiser. Says the Ravid here, very unusual. Amar Avram, svarahizu v'hiyafe be'enai. Mishum dechziv bahanach kroi kodesh. The Ravid agrees with the Rambam, right? So the Migdal Oz gets so upset. The Migdal Oz, the Marshal is very upset at the Migdal Oz. If you look in his Hakdam, I think the Baba Kama, he says the Migdal Oz always defends the Rambam, even if the Rambam is dead wrong. He says, sometimes somebody can be wrong. He defends the Rambam 100% of the time. You can't trust the Migdal Oz, says the Marshal, because you have to be objective. You have to be objective. Once in a while, you have to say, I don't understand the Rambam. So here the Migdal Eloh says, what's the Ravid giving the Rambam? You think the Rambam needs your Askama? You know, what is he giving your Askama for? He says, he's right. I don't understand. He says, it's Beferish. Anyways, even like where the Ravid agrees with the Rambam, the Migdal Eloh gets upset and says, you know, what are you doing to my Rambam? Okay. Anyway, but the Rambam, so he comes up with that chilek. He comes up with that chilek, which, you know, that is obviously here, but you have to put together all the Gemaras, Gemara Maseches Makos, and elsewhere. But either way, it's very serious, not to take off my sir Ani. So my time is Rabbi Lazarus. Now we get back to our Mishnah. Remember, what did our Mishnah say? Machlokes, whether you have to designate the Maeser Ani or not. Rabbi Lazarus says yes. Rabbi Lazarus says no, the Chum says yes. Rabbi Lazarus says yes, you know why? Because better Rabbi Lazarus, Tekivashu Yodeshu Bhavon Misa Mafresh. The Ama Aretz knows this. The Ama Aretz knows this, so just like he takes off Shuma Gedola, he'll take off Maeser Ani. Because, you know, it's something that is Avon Misa, and therefore the Lokech doesn't have to worry about it, because he can assume that the Amaris did it. My time is Rabbanan. So what about the Rabbanan? So what's the difference between Maeser Ani and Shuma Gedola? So Beloka Kori Shemin and Tzorach LaHafresh. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? It's not like Shuma Gedola where you're gonna have to give it to somebody. Maeser Ani. So Mafresh and keep it. Mafresh and keep it. So the Chachamim would say you should designate it, even though you might assume that the Ani did it also because he's nervous about the Chiyuv Misa Shebo, but you might as well do it. If you look in Nedarim, Daf Pei Daled, there's a different formulation of this, different svaras given for this Machlokas. So again, the Yerushalmi has this as one explanation of the Machlokas. In Nedarim, the same, our Mishnah is discussed there, in Nedarim Pei Daled, but a different svaras for the Machlokas is given. Good. Tani, we skip the next word. Ro Oso Mafresh Sheni. What happens if you happen to see an Am Aris being Mafresh Meiser Sheni? Tani Hanamal Shani Namala Rishon Divri Belazar says, if you see him being Mafresh Maeser Shani, you could assume he was also Mafresh Maeser Rishon. The Chachamim Omrim, Hanamal Rishon, Namala Shani, no. If he took off Maeser Rishon, which he doesn't keep, then you could trust him about Maeser Shani, which he keeps. Because that's easier, because he's going to keep that. Hanamal Shani, but if you see him taking off Maeser Shani, in Namala Rishon, who says he's taking off Maeser Rishon? He's going to have to give that away. So the Chum argue in that direction. My time with Rebbe Eliezer, let's just end with this. What does Rebbe Eliezer say? What's the svar of Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer said, if you see him being Mafresh, Meiser Sheni, you could also assume that he takes off Meiser Rishon. Mishum Sheino Chashel Lahakdim, because we don't assume people go out of order. If they're going to do it, they're going to go in order. So Meiser Rishon comes before Meiser Sheni in the Seder HaHafrasha. Remember the order? There's a mitzvah to do it in order. Malayascha V'dimachalo Sa'acher. So you have to do it in order. So when you see him take off Maeser Sheni, you could assume he takes off Maeser Rishon because you assume he did it in order. Or nothing to do with the order. You just assume if somebody does one, then there's a chazaka that he did the others. If somebody does something that they didn't, that they're beyond, they're above and beyond what we would have expected, then we assume that he did the package deal. So Lamai Nafkamina, we will see. Our Mishnah sounds like it proves one of the stadim and be a kasha on the other one. So we'll have to stop here by Vahataninan, and Devashem, we will continue next time with Demai Lamizai.